Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Fridge Air Purifier. Extend the life of your food and get rid of those bad odors for good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and save $10 with code HOWIEFRESH.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I mean, it's kind of a moment like when we started seeing coffins coming home from Iraq. Or you started seeing real combat footage.
Look, this is not about red states and blue states. It's literally about life and death.
Don't you think that's a little extreme?
We're trying to send a signal to the American people that they don't need to be running around in fear. We're able to make up our own minds, our own decisions.
We're all adults here. Let's reason this out.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Madam Speaker, you are not God.
You have no power here.
Your will does not bend the forest or shake the mountains. What makes this nation special is that in this free land, the people are the royalty. So arrest us if you will, but I will not cower. And I will not bend.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
All right, 844-500-4242. Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. Howie has taken the slide for the weekend off to the Cape. You know, it's a strange time to be alive, really. I can't put it any more succinct than that. It's a strange time to be alive. Why do I say that? So a year and a half ago, we started the lockdown process, right? Yes, I'm filling in and I'm going to be talking about COVID. What else do you have going on? A year and a half ago, we started the lockdown process. 2 weeks to slow the spread. 15 days to slow the spread. We went through it. We went through the masks. We went through it. The curve was, you know, stunted. We had a steady drop off to the point where, you know, Massachusetts got under 2% positive rate. I think at the height of this thing, we were at, I won't even get into that, but yeah, we did the work. Okay. The vaccines came out. People are getting vaccinated. Thanks to President Trump and Operation Warp Speed. And here we are. And what's happening again? We're starting to see it. You're starting to see it. The mandates are coming in. This is what gets me about the mandates. This is what gets me about especially the mask mandate. The vaccine mandate, while, you know, they're checking into the legality of it, on the federal and state side, we're also looking into the mask mandate, which has been done before, as we know. So Joe Biden says we have a pandemic among the unvaccinated now. They're the ones that are spreading the COVID virus and the Delta variant, which is highly transmissible. And depending on what day it is, it's more or less deadly than the actual original coronavirus, COVID-19. Again, it depends on what day you ask Joe that question. Is it more deadly than the original virus? Well, it was true then. It may not be true now. So we have unvaccinated people spreading this virus to other unvaccinated people. My overarching point here is if you have been paying attention to anything, if you've taken a walk through your town, if you've turned on the television, if you've surfed the web, if you've looked at the bank thermometer sign, you've seen that vaccines are available and they'll even give you directions where to go. You can text your zip code to a certain number. Don't ask Joe, he'll give you the wrong number, but you can easily find a site near you where you can get vaccinated. Accessibility is not a problem. Accessibility is not a problem. Yet, for some reason, the Democrats I can't even just say the Democrats. It's just crazy Karens out there that think there is some sort of a problem, a disconnect between certain sectors of the community and access to the vaccine. It's readily available to anyone. Chances are, if you're live and you're a consenting person over the age of 12, you have heard of the vaccine and you have had your opportunity to take advantage of that opportunity. You've said to yourself, you've had the conversation with your spouse, your parent, your child, you know, do you want to get it? I think you should get it. Blah, 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 blah. And you make your decision. You either get it or you don't. And credit to most people, they've gotten it. That's fine. Good for you. If you've found that that helps you and you know, you're able to go out with confidence now, good for you. But it's strange how the science and the attitudes have shifted. First, it was everybody needs to mask up. Well, actually, Dr. Fauci said something different, but we'll go with the overall message. It was, you got to mask up. It's going to protect you from the virus. But then it became, no, it's not about protecting you. The mask doesn't protect you. It protects somebody else. The mask will protect somebody else. So if you're speaking, you're coughing, whatever, those droplets are being caught, by and large, by that mask over your face. Okay, so we went along with that, and that became the messaging, right? It's selfish if you don't wear a mask, and if you didn't wear a mask, you were shunned. You were not considered a part of polite society. You were ostracized. You were looked at, you know, you got the side eye, you got the dirty looks, you got the everything. It was nasty, right? Then came the vaccines, and we were able to finally take off the masks. Now it's gotten to the point, the messaging has shifted once again, along with the science. The science shifts, right? The messaging shifts. It's interesting, the correlation. The science shifts. When we heard that this week, Joe Biden said it. The science has shifted. Rochelle Walensky said it. Dr. Fauci said it. The science has shifted with the Delta variant. And we've got a mask back up now, okay? But now it's not the unclean who have to mask up. It's those that are clean now. If you've been vaccinated, you've got to wear the mask, right? You've got to, and it's, we've got to protect the people who are unvaccinated. Because apparently there's a very small chance that if you are vaccinated, you can pass it on to somebody who is not vaccinated. Now, I'm not very active on social media, but I do scroll every day. I don't post all the time, but I scroll through every day. I use it more to consume rather than to produce. And we heard Joe Biden say it the other day during his speech, just yesterday, where we need to get the unvaccinated vaccinated, always urging the unvaccinated to get vaccinated. My point has always been, look, I'm my own person. I've got my own reasons. Leave me alone, right? Leave me alone. I saw somebody on Facebook, a friend of mine, I'm really more of an associate, but, you know, they've had it too. But they haven't had it the same way I've had it. They've had it in the sense that they're on the vaccinated part of society. And again, I don't hold anything against anybody for getting vaccinated. I thank God every day that we have this thing, that people are able to secure their immune systems for the most part and being safe. And you know, people like Howie got it so they wouldn't be hassled during travel, which Howie does a lot. People have their reasons for getting it. People have their reasons for not getting it. But this acquaintance of mine, he's had enough on the other side. He's been vaccinated. He's done with the messaging, right? He's done hearing what he calls the disinformation, the misinformation from people who don't really believe in the vaccine on social media. So he's threw up his hands and said, you know what? People have had enough time. I just say, let's leave the unvaccinated on their own. They're on their own from here on out. We can't help them. We've gotten to the point where you've had the chance. We can't help these people. If they don't want to get it, they're not going to get it. Let's just move on. Whatever happens, happens. They live, great. If they die, they die. That's their fault. They had the chance. And you know what I said? I didn't say this. I hate Facebook arguing. I said to myself, thank you. That's all I wanted. That's all I was asking for this whole time. Leave me alone. But no. We've got to more mask mandates coming down from the state of Massachusetts. Department of Public Health is telling you that it is coming. They put out today updated guidance recommendations based on CDC guidance. That, you know, you can, as if you're fully vaccinated, as a general rule, you can continue doing the things you've been doing. If you've been engaged in prior to activities prior to the pandemic without wearing a mask or staying 6 feet apart, except where otherwise required by federal, state, or local laws, rules, or regulations. The Department of Public Health released updated guidance today that recommends that a fully vaccinated person wear a mask or face covering when indoors if you have a weakened immune system or if you are at increased risk for severe disease because of your age or an underlying medical condition, or if someone in your household has a weakened immune system, is at increased risk for severe disease, or is unvaccinated. My question is, why are we still doing this? Does the vaccine not work? Are people... This does not give anybody faith in anything. If the vaccine were to work, why do we have to keep up with the masks? And guess what? This is breaking news, came out in the last hour. That breakout we had of Delta variant on the Cape in Provincetown, several hundred people, 74% of those that were infected were fully vaccinated. We'll have more on this coming up, 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. The Howie Carr Show.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. We'll take calls after the break. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Matt, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
So what was your what was Ron Popeil's greatest invention? We've got the pocket fisherman, the glass and bottle cutter, the Veg-O-Matic, the Ronco rotisserie grill, rhinestone stud setter, Mr. Microphone, smokeless ashtray, inside the egg scrambler, or the buttoneer.
The only one I'm familiar with is the rotisserie chicken machine. I was a kid when those came out, and I remember the commercials, and they sucked you in. He was a good pitchman.
That was the set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it. I mean, there was nothing else to watch late night when you only had a few channels on the TV. So, yeah, that's my vote. The Ronco rotisserie.
So the Veg-O-Matic is ahead with 31%, but I'm partial to the Mr. Microphone.
Was the Mr. Microphone?
It was a microphone that transmitted your voice through your radio.
What was the purpose of that?
So it was like a little speaker, like you would carry it around and
I don't get it though.
You could sing through the radio.
Okay, I get it. So it was a little transmitter. Yeah. You didn't have to have any special setup like a karaoke machine or anything.
Nope.
It had its own transmitter on.
From what I remember, it didn't work very well, but.
Yeah, they probably couldn't work too well because then you'd have to license yourself as a radio station. All right, 844-500-4242. So, yeah, 74% of people infected in Massachusetts' COVID outbreak were fully vaccinated. This is new this afternoon. According to new data released today by the CDC, roughly three-fourths of people infected in a COVID-19 outbreak in Massachusetts were fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. And according to Dr. Doom herself, Rochelle Walensky, who is on Fox right, I'm sorry, who's on Facts right now, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, she said this was a pivotal discovery that led to the CDC's recommendation this week that masks be worn in areas where cases were on the rise as a precaution against possible transmission by fully vaccinated people. So you can thank us. You can thank Provincetown for this boondoggle we now find ourselves in. During July 2021, 469 cases of COVID-19 associated with multiple summer events and large public gatherings in a town in Barnstable County were identified among Massachusetts residents. Vaccination coverage among eligible Massachusetts residents was 69%. Approximately three-quarters, 346 of those cases, occurred in fully vaccinated people. They had completed either a two-dose course of the mRNA, which is either the Pfizer or Moderna, or they had received a single dose of Johnson & Johnson 14 days prior to their exposure in Provincetown. 133 patients identified the B.1.617.2 Delta variant of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. In 119, 89% of those patients, and the Delta AY3 sublineage in 1% overall. Oh, I see. All right. So 133 patients had the Delta variant. This is a bit confusing. The virus that causes COVID-19. All right. The bottom line here is 346 rather. They tested positive and they were fully vaccinated. Now, how many of those were hospitalized? This is what I don't get. A case is a case, of course. But what does a case mean if a person doesn't feel anything or if they're not hospitalized? How far do we take this? Among five COVID-19 patients who were hospitalized, four were fully vaccinated. No deaths were reported. Real-time reverse transcription, the PCR cycle threshold values in specimens from 127 vaccinated persons with breakthrough cases were similar to those from 84 people who were unvaccinated, not fully vaccinated, or whose vaccination status was not known. So what's the point to all of this?
If significance? I don't know.
I don't. Thank God nobody died. People are still getting sick, though. We'll be back. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Just watching the Mr. Microphone commercials on YouTube. They are funny. Not good. A lot of early 80s cheese ball. 844-500-4242 is the number. I want to play, let's get into some Charlie Baker cuts, Matt, because we didn't get into these earlier. So apparently he must have known about these cases on Provincetown and how many of these people had been vaccinated, which is why he hasn't been saying that much this week on vaccinations and getting people out there, and if he was going to change any of the mandates, because now what? What do you have to fight with? If you're vaccinated and you're still getting sick, and, you know, a lot of these people did report feeling some sort of symptoms, where's the bite? Where's the beef? So he was out today talking about, he was asked a few questions about the vaccines and the new guidances. I found these stats a little interesting. He starts out with how effective the vaccination has been in Massachusetts as far as hospitalizations and deaths go. Cut one, Matt.
Only 0.15%, 6,373 people, of the 4.3 million fully vaccinated people here in Massachusetts have tested positive for COVID. Only 0.008% of those individuals, 361, have been hospitalized. These vaccines are why we have been and will continue to move forward here in Massachusetts.
Now, numbers are interesting, but you can make them look however you want. Sounded to me like 10% of those who were sick that were vaccinated ended up in the hospital. That's what that sounded like to me, but they switched the numbers around so it came out to 0.008% of the entire population that had been vaccinated, not the percentage of the people that had gotten sick that had been vaccinated. Numbers don't mean much to me. They can be twisted around to whatever you want to make them look like. But again, what does it all mean? What does it all mean at the end of the day here? There's no more bite in their bark. But he's sticking with the mission here. He's sticking with the mantras. Cut two.
This new guidance was developed to be as simple and as straightforward as possible. And we also tailored it to Massachusetts. We've made significant progress in the COVID fight. We lead the nation in vaccination rates among big states. And as a result, we have one of the lowest hospitalization rates in the country. The vaccines work, and we're going to continue to do everything we can to make sure everyone who wants one can get one and can get one easily. Making vaccines readily available and releasing the best public health guidance possible is how we've been able to beat back COVID.
Matt, can we go back to the first few seconds of cut one? I just want to check something out. And before you hit play, remember, 74% of the people, 74% of the 469 cases of COVID-19 in Provincetown over the weekend, they were fully vaccinated. 74% of about 500 people, 74%. Play the beginning of cut one, please, Matt.
Only 0.15%, 6,373 people, of the 4.3 million fully vaccinated people here in Massachusetts have tested positive for COVID.
All right. So where's the connection? That's a complete disparity. 0.15% versus 74%. I know there's a lot of factors at play, and Charlie mentioned them. You know, in P-Town over the weekend, it was rainy. People were inside. There were 10,000 people that had descended on the town for that weekend, which is a lot. Provincetown is not a big place. It's very interesting, though. 74% versus the figure he comes up with in that first cut. But then he turns around and he blames it on the unclean among us. Cut three.
There are unvaccinated people in Massachusetts. We're likely going to see additional positive. As long as there are unvaccinated people in Massachusetts, we're likely going to see additional positive cases. But thankfully, the high vaccination rate here resulted in far fewer people getting sick.
Boy, you talk about, he had to have known this story was coming out today, right?
Don't know.
So he wanted to come out in front of this story and pretty much blame it on the unvaccinated. 74% of the people that got, you know, tested positive, again, who knows what that means? Only a very small handful of them ended up in the hospital. Many did feel some symptoms. But he had to get out in front and blame it on the people that didn't feel like getting the vaccine. He's talk about misinformation. He's public
There's
enemy.
There's a lot at stake here.
He's public enemy number one here. And oh, it's this is, you know, how he talks about, you know, back when he was in school, duck and cover was a thing. They had those training videos. If you heard the air sirens, duck and cover under the desk. That should protect you from the initial blast of an atomic bomb. And after the atomic bomb, you have something called, well, Charlie Baker knows what it's called, Cut 4.
Now, as a result of the fallout from the Provincetown cluster,
fallout,
we've been conducting daily testing of unvaccinated employees who work in long-term care facilities in Barnstable County daily.
Fallout from the Provincetown cluster. Oh, no. What's the fallout been? What has the fallout been? Delta variant, they say it's highly transmissible. Just looking for a factoid in that story of how many people actually felt sick. Because there were some that felt symptoms and there were others that did not feel symptoms. I'll have to find it eventually here. But he got very serious about this. When something's not going his way and he can't make the facts line up the way he wants them to, he yells. And when he yells, his voice really goes into cracking mode. This is Cut 6.
That guidance, I believe, is a lot simpler and a lot easier and a lot straightforward, a lot more straightforward and much more appropriate for what we're dealing with at this point in time. And also, if you have any of those medical conditions, you should get vaccinated.
Boy, see, I didn't see it earlier today because, you know, it was just a typical Charlie Baker thing. You know, the federal guidance had come out, so he's going to fall in line because he's a rhino. He's got to beat the drum here in Massachusetts and play nice with Joe Biden. But I didn't see it because before this story came out of how much he was trying to hoodwink us into thinking that this was a serious thing, that there is, all right, here, 844 confirmed coronavirus cases in Massachusetts. This is including the cases that came out of Provincetown. This is the other story. Mass health officials reported another 844 confirmed coronavirus cases, the most in a single day since early May. Three new deaths today, while the rate of tests returning positive is once again above 2%. The last time Massachusetts reported more than 844 cases in one day was on May 5th. Officials say most new cases and especially serious infections are in the unvaccinated. But that can't be true, can it? Massachusetts' seven-day average of positive tests rose to 2.07% today, once above 30%, but it dropped under 0.5% until the Delta variant began surging in the state. The number of patients in Massachusetts hospitals with confirmed COVID-19 cases rose to 197. The figure was once nearly 4,000. I know I'd seen the figure here somewhere. I've got to find it, of how many people actually felt ill from the Provincetown fallout. So how far are we going to take this? He just told you, oh, these policies make sense. You got to believe me. Don't believe what you're going to see on television and hear on the Howie Carr Show later. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Don't listen. Need some more secret sauce.
Listen to me. I know everything. I know what's best for you. These guidances make sense, but they don't. They don't. So how far do they want to take this? Cut 7.
I guess what I would say in answer to that question is, you know, talk to the lawyers. There's a lot of debate and discussion about that. I think our view is you have some districts in which 85 or 90, 95%, some cases almost 100% of all the kids between the ages of 12 and 17 are vaccinated. And you have other districts where the numbers are much lower than that. That's part of the reason why we believe we should issue this as guidance with recommendations that are built on this idea that if kids are vaccinated, they don't need to wear a mask if the district decides that they don't need to wear a mask. If they aren't vaccinated, they should wear a mask. And since the kids under the age of 12 aren't eligible yet to be vaccinated, we would recommend that they all wear a mask, as well as unvaccinated staff.
That's a whole other thing I was talking with Howie earlier off the air. You know, that beginning in this pandemic, it was quite clear that the most vulnerable were the elderly and those with serious comorbidities. That was that. But then the vaccine came along. We were able to take care of those people and ultimately protect them from serious illness and or death. So now the messaging is, if you pay close attention to Joe Biden, he'll come out once in a while. He did earlier this week. He said, you know, we do it for the children. Come on, man. Don't be a wise guy. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated for the kids. They're the most vulnerable. This is not hyperbole. I mean it. And he's true. He's right. The kids are the most vulnerable. But that's because they haven't been made eligible for the vaccine. That doesn't mean they're at risk of serious illness or death or even mild illness. That's not what the numbers have been saying. What they're saying is true, that the kids are the most vulnerable, but that's only because they haven't taken the vaccine. But it doesn't mean that they were ever at any risk from serious illness or death because of this virus. It's all semantics, folks. It's all to scare you. It's all to control you. The mask mandates are coming back. I'm not participating. I know a lot of people don't want to participate either. Let's play the last cut here. So Baker lets on that he kind of knew what was going on in P-Town and why these things were happening, why this outbreak took place. But he doesn't allude to the fact that, again, 74% of them were vaccinated. Cut 9.
There were 10,000 people in Provincetown over that weekend. For those of you who haven't been to Provincetown, it's a small town. 10,000, and it rained all weekend.
So he was trying to talk his way around it. You know, this is why it happened. And, you know, it was rainy, and they were inside and in close quarters. This is why we need the masks. It's just a recommendation right now, but I'm telling you, pay attention. We'll be right back. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is The Howie Carr Show.
We gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
I'm just really trying to follow the logic here. Say everybody in Massachusetts, say everybody in the United States is vaccinated. Say everybody in the world is vaccinated with the most effective vaccine that we have out there on the market. According to what we're seeing here, you can still transmit the virus. According to what we're being told by the CDC and the federal government, Dr. Fauci, you can still transmit the virus to other people if you are vaccinated, right? So you would be able to transmit it to a vaccinated person, perhaps? I don't know, because these vaccinated people got it. They still got it. They still got sick. A handful of them went to the hospital. They're all fine, by and large. I think only one ended up in intensive care, but they're fine. No deaths were reported. So what's the sense? Where do we go? Why the big push? What is it? We'll see. Now, a lighter story here. 1 in 5 electric vehicle owners in California switched back to gas because charging their cars is a hassle. In roughly 3 minutes, you can fill the gas tank of a Ford Mustang and have enough range to go about 300 miles with its V8 engine. But on a recent 200-mile trip from Boston to New York in the Mustang's new electric Mach-E variant, they're calling it, Axios's Dan Premack said he felt panic as his battery level dipped below 23% while searching for a compatible charger to complete his trip. Oh, this is a big push for an infrastructure story right here. That's what this is. Premack wrote, "I was assured that this might be one of the country's easiest EV routes. Those assurances were misplaced." For Bloomberg automotive analyst Kevin Tynan, an hour plugged into his household outlet gave the Mach-E just 3 miles of range. Overnight, we're looking at 36 miles of range. Before I gave it back to Ford because I wanted to give it back full, I drove it to the office and plugged in at the charger we have there. So apparently most home outlets don't generate enough power to charge these vehicles efficiently and with enough time to get people to work. Roughly 1 in 5 plug-in electric vehicle owners switched back to owning gas-powered cars, in large part because charging the batteries was a pain in the you-know-what. Of those who switched, over 70% lacked access to Level 2 charging at home, and slightly fewer than that lacked Level 2 connections at their workplace. That's my, you know, one of my many trepidations about buying an electric vehicle or a hybrid is, what do I have to have in my house? I've got an old house. What do I have to have in order to plug it in and charge it at night? That does it for us here at the Howie Carr Show this week. Hope you enjoyed this past hour and the entire show as well. We'll be back Monday. I'm Taylor Cormier, and this is the Howie Carr Show.